So first off, crucifixion by death was for murderers and thieves, not for an innocent man. But for Jesus, who was the Christ, it was the ultimate sacrifice that he paid on our behalf. Jesus' death was prophesied in the Old Testament hundreds of years before he was crucified. When the Roman soldiers took Jesus before Pilate, the disciples already had abandoned Jesus. Zechariah 13:7, in the scripture Jesus quoted, "God will strike the shepherd and his sheep will scatter." When Jesus was being questioned by Caiaphas, he remained silent. Isaiah 53:7 says, "He was led by a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before his shears, he never said a word." Christ was pinned to the cross by his hands, and he was pinned to the cross by his feet. Psalm 22:16 states, "My enemies surround me like a pack of dogs. An evil gang closes in on me. They have pierced my hands and my feet." This scripture was written by King David approximately 900 years before Christ was born. Crucifixion hasn't even been invented at this point. Then Jesus was beaten with a whip that ripped his flesh from his back. Isaiah 50 verse 6 says, "I offered my back to those who beat me and my cheeks to those who pulled my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting." Psalm 22:14 and 15 says, "My life is poured out of me like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My strength has dried up like sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth." Psalm 69:21, "They offer me sour wine for my thirst." The soldiers offered Jesus wine mixed with gall rather than water for his thirst. Psalm 22:7 and 8, "Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer and shake their heads, saying, 'Is this the one who relies on God? Then let the Lord save him.'" Jesus could have come down off the cross at any time that he wanted and had thousands of angels at his disposal. But instead, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Psalm 109:4 states, "I love them, but they tried to destroy me with accusations, even as I am praying for them." Psalm 22:18, "They divide my garments among themselves and throw dice for my clothing." Jesus was then crucified between two thieves. Isaiah 53:12 says, "He was counted among rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels." Darkness then covered the land when Jesus died. Amos 8:9, and it says, "In that day, says the sovereign Lord, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth while it is still day." Psalm 22:1 says, my God, why have you forsaken me?" David cried this out 900 years earlier, and then Jesus quoted this same scripture while hanging on the cross, while carrying my burden of sin and carrying your burden of sin. Psalm 31:5 says, "I entrust my spirit into your hand." The Roman soldiers usually broke the legs of a person being crucified, but when they came to do so to Jesus, Jesus was already dead. Psalm 34:20 says, "For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken." See, Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. On that day, 2,000 years ago, he carried my sin on the cross, my burden of sin on that cross. He carried your burden of sin on the cross. Do we deserve it? Absolutely not. Did he give us a second chance? Absolutely. So we gather here at this time, every first day of the week, to remember that great sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that he paid on our behalf. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all the many blessings that you have given to us, Lord. You've blessed us in so many different ways, and Lord, we don't deserve everything that you do for us. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, this time that you have given to us, that we can come here to remember you and your sacrifice, that ultimate sacrifice that you paid for us on our behalf. And Lord, we don't deserve it, but we thank you. And we are grateful for what you did for us. Lord, thank you for everything you do for us. And just forgive us when we fall short. Lord, just be with us. Thank you for sending your son to die on a cross to save all of us from our sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.